No one was ever rude enough to ask her where they'd come from, and she felt empowered to be exposed like this. His eyes followed the line of her neck, and a smile crooked the side of his lips when he saw the mark he'd left on her shoulder. He blinked slowly, then brought his gaze back to hers. There he was, her beautiful Tegan. Confident, intense, strong, able. Brooke took a step forward and nearly rolled her ankle on her high heel. With a low, feral-sounding snarl in her throat, she yanked her shoes off and bolted barefoot toward him. He jogged toward her and caught her in a back-cracking hug as if he never wanted to let her go. God, she lived and breathed for this moment. I put in the work, she whispered, as a warm tear slipped down her cheek. I wanted to make you proud, so I put in the work. You always made me proud, Brooke. I change. She eased back and cupped his face, the face that visited her dreams, the face she adored. I change a couple of times a week, at least, out in the woods beyond the city. Your mom taught me how. Tegan looked at her with such wonder in his eyes, jerking his gaze to the crowd, who were now clapping quietly. He ducked his head in a greeting to Meredith and set Brooke on her feet. Tugging her hand, he searched the paintings in the alcoves along the wall, then pulled her toward a painting she'd done called Him and Me. It was the one Meredith had put on the last panel on the invitations. In it, Tegan's bear had his back to hers in the moonlight, but he was looking at her over his shoulder. It was both of them in their animal forms, up on the landing amongst the felled trees. Out of all the paintings she'd done, the stars were brightest in this one. Pulling her close, he whispered against her ear. Tell me more. The nightmares are gone. I only dream of you. Bad dreams. His eyes were worried as he brushed his thumb across her cheek. I don't dream of when you turn me. I never did. I guess it wasn't as scary as what Marcus did to me. I dream of your face, of you sitting in the corner of my room, watching me. And you look so sad, and it makes my heart break with how much I've missed you. But I wanted to be strong for you, Tegan. I needed time to fix the ugly places inside of me. Her favorite rumbling noise emanated from his chest, and she settled it with her hand. You were always strong to me. You beautiful, complicated, sweet woman. He leaned down and pecked her lips. If I paid double for this painting, would you deliver it to my house in person? He asked, his eyes serious. Oh, she frowned at the painting. Someone already bought this one. It was the first one that sold before the show even began. A slow smile spread across his lips, and he kissed her again, longer this time. He brushed his tongue against the closed seam of her lips, and she opened for him, tasting him. You bought it, didn't you? She asked as he pulled away. He nodded once. So will you deliver it in person? Tegan, she said, clenching the sleeves of his suit in her fists. God, she loved him. I was already coming home. A warm chuckle filled his throat as he rested his forehead against hers. Home, he repeated. Relief nearly hummed from his body as he nipped her neck. Trailer park princess is coming home. The boys will lose their shit when they see you. We've had a hard time with you away. What about Jed? She asked, her lingering fear tainting the moment. The smile faded from his lips. Jed is banished. I'm Alpha now. No one will ever hurt you again. A server walked by and offered them wine. We should toast, she suggested, pulling two glasses and giving him one. She looked around at the guests in their tuxedos and formal dresses and lowered her voice. It's boxed wine. Tegan let out a surprised, booming laugh. That's my girl. What are we toasting to?
I asked your mother lots of questions about what we are and our traditions. Someday, I'm going to make you my mate.
Tegan's eyes went wide.
Wait, what? I'm going to work really hard at being the partner you deserve, and then someday, you're going to ask me to be your mate, she said matter-of-factly, with a nod of her chin. An uncertain smile crooked his lips, then disappeared.
Does that mean you forgive me?
No. His face fell, but she lifted his chin until he looked into her eyes. It means I never had anything to forgive. You saved me. I don't need to forgive you, Tegan. I need to thank you.
Thank me? He looked utterly baffled now.
You helped me heal my muse. All of this, she said, gesturing at the room of people, dressed up and standing in groups, talking in front of her paintings. All of this started with you and your ash crew. My crew now, too. And then you went one step further and saved me at risk to your own life. You killed one of your own who was trying to hurt me. You went head to head with your alpha, and I understand now how hard that is for a second to do. You banished him, Tegan, for me. And then you gave me the greatest gift of all. She placed her hand on her chest. You gave me her, my bear. He touched her cheek softly, just under her eye, which she knew was blazing blue with how emotional she was. She didn't have much control over her shifting eyes. Not yet. I can see her, he whispered. She might be the strongest part about me now. I didn't think so when I first turned. But she's tough. My bear makes me braver. I don't fear people anymore. I don't get scared and have panic attacks in stairwells anymore, because I know I can defend myself now.
Yes, I imagine you can.
I love you, Tegan. I want to come home. He tilted his chin and looked at her with such fierce adoration in his eyes.
When? He asked, just like he had those months ago when she'd left him.
Her happiness was so potent, she couldn't contain her grin if she tried. Today.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Lumberjack Werebear, written by T.S. Joyce, performed by Mackenzie Hart. Executive producers Rena Seth and Mike Charzik. Copyright 2015 by T.S. Joyce. Sound recording copyright 2017 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc. If you enjoyed this audiobook, be sure to get more books in the Saw Bears series today.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.